Do you know who killed Bhishma? If you don't know, let me tell you. It was Shrikhandi. Today, let's learn that how Shrikhandi was born. What is the story behind Shrikhandi? So as we learned from our previous video that Bhishma, or previously known as Devabrata, he was the reason Satyavati could marry his father Shantanu, because he had taken that vow that he will never marry, and that is how he became Bhishma, right? So now after this, the story proceed. So now Shantanu and Satyavati had two sons, Chitrangada and Vijitravirya. So as per the decision that Satyavati's eldest son would be the king, Chitrangada became king, but he died very young with the battle of a Gandharva. So, and that is the time when Vijitravirya was very young. So then Bhishma actually was taking care of Vijitravirya as well as the kingdom. When Vijitravirya actually grew old, Bhishma thought to marry him with a suitable girl. So Bhishma actually came to know that King of Kashi is having a Swayamvar for his three daughters, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. Earlier days in India, the king used to held a Swayamvar for their daughters, where a lot of kings used to come and they have to give something, some test, which is decided by the girl herself or maybe the king. And the prince has to win that contest, then only he can marry the princess. When Bhishma reached at the Swayamvar, many princes actually laughed at him seeing his age. But then we know how Parakrami Veer was Bhishma, and he won the Swayamvar. And then when he asked for the hands of Amba, Ambika and Ambalika for his brother Vijitravirya, he came to know that Amba actually already loves a person called Salva. So then he actually sent Amba to Salva that, okay, you marry Salva and Ambika and Ambalika can marry my brother Vijitravirya. But then when Amba reached to Salva, Salva actually denied to marry her. He said that no, Bhishma actually won the Swayamvara, so you have to marry the person Bhishma wants. So then she went to Vijitravirya, and Vijitravirya also denied that no, you love Salva, so I can't marry you. Then Amba went to Bhishma that you won the battle, then you have to marry me. But we know that Bhishma had taken the oath that he will never marry. So he denied. And then that is the time when Amba was becoming very angry and frustrated. Then she started doing the salutation for God Kartika. And God Kartika actually gave her a garland, which he told that whoever will wear that garland can be a very deadliest for Bhishma. But then when she approached many princes, many kings for wearing that garland to become to fight with Bhishma, no one actually agrees. Everyone knew that Bhishma was very, very Parakrami Veer. So after realizing that no one agrees to help her, she again started doing tapasya of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva gave her the boon that, okay, you will rebirth, you will have a rebirth at King Drupada, and then you could kill Bhishma. So that is the time when she was again born as the daughter of Panchala, King Drupada. And then one day she actually wore herself the garland, and by seeing that, Drupada got terrified that now she has become the enemy of Bhishma. So then King Drupada exiled his daughter, and again she became very sad and angry at the same time, and she again started a tapasya and converted herself into a man. And that's how she became Shrikhandi. And actually Bhishma knew that Shrikhandi is the person who could kill him. So actually Bhishma knew that Shrikhandi was a girl, and that is why, because of his war ethics, he never fought in war with Shrikhandi. And Arjuna knew that this will happen, and that is why actually he could kill Bhishma by taking the help of Shrikhandi. So he put Shrikhandi in front of him, and then because he knew that Bhishma will never fight a war with a girl. So this is the story of Bhishma, Amba and Shrikhandi. And so if you like the story, don't forget to follow the channel, and thank you for watching.